Welcome to the Visual Storyteller. The Visual Storyteller is a podcast dedicated to recording the human experience and our world from a documentary and multimedia photography perspective. It also covers the concept of community visual journalism, an experiment as a so-called photo department of a countywide newspaper. The topics range from documenting humanitarian subjects, to the environment, to everyday people in our communities. Other topics will cover the business and profession today, the philosophy, gear, case studies, guest interviews, and more. My name is Cliff Etzel. I'm a regional award-winning photojournalist based in the Pacific Northwest. I specialize in visual and multimedia storytelling from a humanitarian perspective. I've had this episode's topic gnawing at me for quite some time. Before I start discussing this episode's topic, I want to do a little update with regards to the ongoing evolution of this podcast. I missed my production schedule for producing the podcast as I needed some extra time to reassess its intent and mission. As much as I initially started out wanting to cover family, wedding, birthing, and end-of-life documentary photography, I realized I needed to step back and look at what is missing in the podcasting sphere currently. I recently sent a link to my podcast to a conservation photographer and filmmaker who I respect. She said to me, "How did I miss your podcast?" She went on to say that too many podcasts cover topics that are of no interest to her and her own circle of influence in this field. With that new realization, I decided to add the topics of conservation storytelling visually and multimedia storytelling as a whole, given the large amounts of content consumed on such platforms as YouTube. So what I'm hoping is the diversity of topics will hopefully create more interest to a larger listener base. I've approached a couple of visual content creators as guests for upcoming episodes, so stay tuned and spread the word. Now let's get to the episode's topic. What I see is a very real devaluation of authentic storytelling from a documentary photography and multimedia storytelling perspective. It's this troubling trend among social media hashtags, and my concern is most of today's photographers are the worst offenders. On Instagram and elsewhere, one can see images labeled as hashtag photojournalism or hashtag reportage when they are in fact merely stylized photos to appear as documentary photography or photojournalism. I say merely, even though photojournalism and documentary photography has been my passion and professional career for over 30 years now. It's because of this passion and my respect for the work of actual photojournalist colleagues that I'm particularly bothered to see many inexperienced photographers calling their work documentary photography. It comes across as seeking a shortcut to so-called success. The word photojournalism properly used actually means something important beyond just a stylistic concept. For those asking the question, what is photojournalism? It's really simple. Photojournalism is photography that strives for honesty and authenticity in visual content creation or storytelling. This factual, documentary quality is practiced by experienced photojournalists. To call this straightforward practice of recording the moments of a family or wedding day, or documenting someone in your community, for example, as a trend, seems a bit strange to me. Yet there's no denying that given the ease in which more and more people can create technically excellent images, the idea of adapting the photojournalist's craft to family and wedding photography or other forms has caught on faster than wildfire. The question is, why are photographers misusing this term? I'm not trying to be cynical, but I think it's an important thing to touch on. It's been my observation that camera companies market themselves to aspiring photographers to increase their sales through what I see as spin doctoring through the use of technological features and terms. Unfortunately, looking beyond the group of aspiring photographers, there is an increasing number of untrained photographers who have more money than experience, who are laying claim to the mantle of actual photojournalism or documentary photography without any qualifiers or evidence. Even if someone vaguely claims to have been published, I firmly believe a client needs to do their due diligence to know if the photographer received actual news assignments from any publication. So why should we as photographers care? Given the ongoing misperception of news being labeled as fake news by much of the general public today, it becomes an ethical responsibility to hold ourselves accountable to a higher standard of integrity, accuracy, and authenticity in our work. Calling yourself a family or wedding photojournalist, for example, without actual photojournalism credentials, I believe, blurs the line and is bad for the photojournalism profession because it constitutes false advertising. And to be honest, it's bad for photojournalism in general, particularly in this era of social media amplification and the huge numbers using visual expression on social media platforms. Given this recent rise in charges of fake news and hidden agendas revealed in online media claiming to be journalism, I believe it's more important than ever to lay proud claim to our work to bolster the independence and service of photojournalism and reportage. This claim is about honesty, authenticity, and integrity in our work. Clients hiring a photographer claiming to be a photojournalist shouldn't even have to worry about this issue. Yet I believe they should examine the professionalism of the photographer they hire. And if that photographer claims to be a photojournalist, but is not or has never been employed by or currently working for an actual news media organization, you have possibly come across a photographer who may play fast and loose with other important definitions and expectations that are commonly held within news media, such as deadlines and deliverables. My having done this for as long as I have, accurate definitions of words are important to me. And as one might expect, they are important to journalists, reporters, and editors, whether photo or otherwise. I recently read the New Oxford American Dictionary defines reportage as the reporting of news for the press and the broadcast media. The bottom line for less experienced photographers who take their cues from photojournalists in recording the story of a family or couple's wedding is simple. No directing or manipulating situations and settings, which is a practice traditional photographers typically do. Be clear in all instances that your work is a style of photojournalism and not imply having or had a career in actual photojournalism, where no such day job or resume exists. To do so otherwise, to falsely label your photography as reportage or photojournalism, is dishonest. If a professional photographer doesn't know the kind of work they're in and the kinds of work other photographers do in very different circumstances, what else don't they know about their field? At worst, such misrepresentation is a dishonest and corrupt business practice. There are no shortcuts to this craft. High-quality work should be a primary importance in your photography. This comes from developing what I call visual muscle memory. For me, it entails studying in depth the work of others whose work I admire. I still, to this day, am constantly looking at the works of such respected photojournalists as William Albert Allard, David Burnett, Peter Turnley, and many others. It's been my experience that you have to ingrain their vision into your mind, and by doing so, you begin to develop combining what you've seen into your own unique way of seeing. Then you learn to translate that through your camera and capturing decisive moments. Calling yourself a photojournalist requires having a body of work that is actually yours and is the only way to becoming a success, in my opinion. I encourage you to do yourself and those in this profession a favor. Be brutally honest in what you're truly capable of. Know your limitations and quit looking for a shortcut. It just doesn't exist. Thank you for listening. I truly appreciate the slowly growing number of listeners to this podcast. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to reach out to me. If you're interested in having a family documentary photography session, either full day or half day, or you're looking to have your wedding shot as a documentary project, please feel free to reach out to me. You can visit my website at cliffetzel.com. Again, that's cliffetzel.com. Or you can reach out to me via email at cliff@cliffetzel.com. Until next time, keep your work real, keep it authentic and heart-centered. This is Cliff Etzel for The Visual Storyteller.